And now, on to spinach. Poor, poor spinach. As authorities race this week to find the source of the E. coli contamination that has so far sickened more than 150 people, sales of fresh spinach plummeted. Nobody knows how long America's bad associations with spinach will last. Too bad it doesn't have the booster it once had. Popeye was born as a comic strip in 1929 and a few years later was adapted for the screen. The Paramount cartoon was enormously popular and was even credited with saving the spinach industry in the 1930s, a fact that strikes Michael Pollan, who writes about the food industry and food culture, as somewhat odd.
You know, it's very interesting that the spinach people look at Popeye as a savior of their vegetable because, as I recall, as a big Popeye fan, it had the opposite effect on me. Telling people that something was so good for you was a way of saying that it doesn't taste very good. So I did not really discover spinach until I was an adult. And I credit Popeye for slowing down that discovery.
He ate his spinach out of a can. Would that have been the most common consumption method back in the 30s, or would they have eaten it fresh?
That was the prestigious way, you know, to eat vegetables then. You know, a can was considered much more high-tech and modern than eating, you know, something that came out of the field and actually had dirt on it.
Last year, a writer for the magazine Cannabis Culture made the case that Popeye wasn't actually getting his amazing strength from spinach at all, but rather from a different green leaf. Did you see that piece?
I did, indeed.
We call it grass, but back in the 30s...
It was spinach. A slang term for marijuana in the 30s was spinach, and this was perhaps a joke on the part of the writers of Popeye.
And the case was actually made back in the earlier part of the century that marijuana did endow its users with super strength.
That's a very common statement about drugs that you're trying to demonize, that they give scary people superhuman powers. You know, angel dust was, you remember how that people used to talk about angel dust would create these all-powerful maniacs on the street. We have to remember this period we're talking about, the 30s, the drug war had began against marijuana. It had been legal immediately before this period, you know, a bohemian drug of great popularity. And then there was this effort to make it illegal and really demonize it in the culture. So it may be that those early Popeye artists were making their own kind of underground protest.
Of course, the other theory is that spinach was just regarded as super healthy and, in fact, even healthier than it actually is. Apparently, there was a study done by Dr. E. von Wolf in 1870 that, because of a misplaced decimal point, endowed spinach with 10 times the iron that it actually has.
So you're dumping on spinach, too?
I am.
Many, many different foods and vegetables have had their moment in the sun in terms of getting, you know, a big push. Mm-hmm. And we always focus on the nutrient in it. You know, it's the calcium, it's the iron.
You call this nutritionism, right?
Yeah, there is an ideology at large. And it is this focus on looking at foods as delivery systems for nutrients. And I think that that's, you know, not a very good way to look at them. The key is to keep your eye on the whole food. And in general, we know that dark leafy green vegetables are really good for you. We don't know exactly why. We have our theories. They're often proven wrong. But if you eat food, you're going to be okay. And eating nutrients may not be the wisest way to go.
And of course, you know, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. We learn about vitamin C and suddenly orange juice is healthy.
You know, the orange is a great case. I mean, the orange got a huge push from its industry. The orange growers of Florida got together and hired Anita Bryant and did this amazingly effective advertising campaign such that every American believes it is an absolute necessity for good health to drink a glass of orange juice every morning. When in fact, the differences in effect on your body of a big tall glass of orange juice and a big tall glass of Coca-Cola are not that great. You're getting a big hit of sugar and an insulin spike as a result. Yeah, you are getting some nutrients too. You're getting some vitamin C. But eating an orange actually is much better for you because then you get, again, the whole food. You get the fiber with it, which slows down the absorption of the sugar.
So the government has taken great precautions during this dangerous period for spinach. Do you think they did the right thing?
It is interesting that their recommendations about spinach are completely different than what their recommendations have been in the past when hamburger was contaminated with E. coli, the same microbe. In the case of the burgers, they didn't tell us to throw out our hamburger. or stop eating hamburgers. They just said, cook them well. Go ahead and eat the E. coli. Just kill it first. The government is incredibly solicitous of meat producers always. And, you know, perish the thought that Americans would be told to stop eating hamburgers even for a day. There's just too much power in that beef lobby. And the spinach folks, you know, obviously don't have that kind of clout.
Michael, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Brooke.
Michael Pollan is the author of most recently, The Omnivore's Dilemma, A Natural History of Four Meals.
Spinach has vitamin A, B, and D, but spinach never appealed to me. But one day while having dinner with a guy, I decided to give it a try. I didn't like it the first time, it was so new to me. I didn't like it the first time, I was so young, you see. I used to run away from the stuff, but now somehow I can't get enough. I didn't like it the first time, oh how it grew on me.